AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hello, everyone. It's your girl, Devon, and this is MTV's official challenge podcast. Now, it's just me today, and I am missing my girls. Yes, I am missing the rest of Destiny's Child, but I'm going to give you this Kelly Rowland solo album, so let's go ahead and get into this dirty laundry. This episode is going to be so spicy, and I cannot wait. All right, y'all, so let's get into it, okay? Of course, you guys know I couldn't resist. I have to give you the gold star and the timeout, even though it's just me here. Well, it's just not. It's us, because we here, okay? Twitterville USA, you in the building. Instagram USA, Reddit USA, everybody in the building, right? And so we are doing this podcast together. And so my gold star is 100% going to go to Nerys. Now, you know, I love rooting for the underdog, right? And I'm so proud of her because baby girl was given the little engine that could, and I was here for it. That elimination against Amber. First of all, Amber is a beast, okay? And so the fact that she didn't just go out there and just full on demolish Nerys, like she was holding on for dear life. And I was so proud of her. Even though she didn't come out with the victory, she definitely came out with a gold star for me. So let's clap it up one time for Miss Nerys. Now, let's go ahead and get into this timeout, okay? In my personal opinion, these trivia questions this season were very, very easy, okay? Minus the Star Wars, because I probably wouldn't have gotten that one. But the other ones were fairly easy. The fact that Casey did not know who Adam and Eve was, baby, time out. I need you in a dunce cap in the corner. Like, you can't play with no toys, ain't no recess for you, ain't no nothing. Because, girl, what? Adam and Eve? How do you not? What? Girl, bye. But enough of me talking, okay? Let's get to the part that you've all been waiting for. This is going to be such a great episode, and it's going to have so much tea. And I'm not going to hold back from y'all. Like, we going in, and I'm not going to stop and keep this from you guys any longer. Nerys is here, and you already know I'm about to get all up in this talk, okay? I'm asking all the questions. We getting into the situation with Tori and Jordan, her and Nelson, this elimination against Amber. Like, we going all in, all right? So stay tuned. Don't move. Stay right where you are, because we'll be right back.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Family, cousin, she is here. Nerys, thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today on the podcast. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you for having me. It's been a long time coming.
I know. Speaking of that, okay, because I wanted to say that I know you've been trying to do the challenge for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to say that honestly, this season, you have easily become one of my favorites to watch. Like, I'm not going to lie. And thank you, girl, for giving. I told y'all.
I'm honored.
Like, I told y'all should have cast me. I told y'all.
Exactly. I've been said this and everyone was like, oh yeah, you were begging to be on the challenge. I'm like, I just wanted my opportunity to show people that I'm a lot more than just a dating show.
And you've been showing it. Girl, you've been killing it this season. And I'm so, so, so proud of you. You've definitely been one of my favorites to watch. And girl,
I'm honored.
I'm glad you're here.
Stop. I literally, well, first off, I was hoping and praying that you were going to be on the season too. I was like, I was so excited to meet you. And then when I got there and you see the actual cast, I'm like, damn, where's Devon? I was so sad. I was like, damn it.
Maybe one day. I don't even want to get into that. But let's get into this episode. But I do want to go back though. So I want to go back to when the teams were first formed, right?
Mm-hmm.
You and Nelson are split up, right? How does that feel? And how do you feel about your new team?
Oh, well, if you see my face when they first told us, I was pissed. I was pissed because I knew that Nelson was going to be the only person in the game that would 100% have my back. He honestly, like, was the best partner for me too, and vice versa. Because like whenever I felt like in any of the challenges, like I felt like giving up, he just knew how to motivate me. He knew how to talk to me. He knew me. So I never felt like, I felt like the most comfortable with him. And then when I started seeing the way the team started forming, I'm like, oh, so this is the team I'm about to be on. I mean, like I said, we had a lot of brains on my side, so I wasn't mad about it. But being as someone who's a bit smaller, I was like, damn, we need some size. And we had no size at all.
Don't do that, because David beat Goliath. Don't do that.
That's very true. I mean, hey, I'm tiny but mighty. So
period.
Yeah.
So now we get on, and now you guys are one person down, right? Now at this point in the episode, you guys are one person down. How are you feeling going into this next daily? Like, dang, we've already lost one person. How does that feel?
You know, going into the next daily, we knew for a fact that we needed to give it our all because it was going to be a girls' day. And I kind of already knew the way that everything was going that if we lost, I knew I was going to go into elimination. I knew that regardless, I knew that I was going to be main vote, like no matter what the conversations were around the house, like if people were trying to lie to me saying, oh no, maybe it's Amber, maybe it's, I was like, no motherfuckers. I very much know that it's going to be me. They made it so evident throughout the house because, you know, Bananas would come up to me and be like, so you're great at puzzles. So you're great at endurance. And so you knew that I knew that I was a threat. So I knew that it was going to be me. So biggest regret was not talking to Nelson. I'm like, Nelson, how do you do so great in this daily? And when it comes to trivia, when I wish he would have just, you know, pulled an LET and, you know, got some questions wrong so we could have won. But
threw the ball.
I'm like, come on, you know, it's the girls' day. Like, fuck.
Wow. And it's so interesting that you say that because Fessy and Bananas, they talk about how you're the strongest female on the opposite team. You know, they're like, she the one. So how do you feel hearing them say that?
Honestly, it felt amazing. When we go into the interrogation room, they actually, all eight people on the other team, literally they went one by one, all saying like all these amazing things about me that I went in there ready to be like, I'm not telling you guys anything. And they were all so sweet and so nice. And they all were just like, aww, you've been such an amazing asset to this house, to the challenge and everything. And I was bawling my eyes out. So like, as you know, it was bittersweet to know that I was going to go in, but it felt so nice to realize that like I went there to make a name for myself and to like prove that I'm smarter and stronger, not only to, you know, myself, but to everybody else. And I was happy and proud of myself to actually, like, I did that. I actually did.
Girl, they were buttering you up. It was the calm before the storm. They was like, let's go ahead and season this chicken before we put her in the oven. We're going to go ahead and...
Yep.
So outside of being this great competitor that you are, you have also been in some love triangles, and I want to get into that, okay? So before we even get into the whole Tori and Jordan situation, Johnny, what happened with that? Yeah, what's going on with that? Because, you know, when he left, two things can happen. It's either absence makes the heart grow fonder or out of sight, out of mind. Which one did you do?
Well, clearly it was out of sight, out of mind, but no. So, you know, when we were in the house, like me and Johnny, I felt like, honestly, the most amazing connection between me and him, because we met at the airport, you know, they show it, we made out, but it was instant connection. Like it was instant. Like he was just a great person to talk to. I loved having conversations with him, but he fucked up, you know, when he was leaving. I tried running down when he got eliminated. Oh. So when I was walking back up the stairs, he says, "It's been real, have fun." And that's all he chose to say. And so the entire house, we all just look at him like, "It's been real, have fun. How is that the only thing you say to someone that you just spent 24/7 with for the last 3 weeks?" So for me, I was like, have fun, but I will go have fun, because that to me told me I needed to know about our connection, because I thought it was something more real. I just sprinted my ass down those stairs to go give you a hug goodbye as if you were my boyfriend of years. Like, and you're going to tell me, have fun. Like, basically it was like, do you, it was real while we were here, but that's it. And so I know at the time, Johnny's 23 years old. I'm 27. Johnny just started living in LA. I'm like, I'm a realist. Like, I'm like, I'm not going to think that you're going to go back home and you're going to sit there and you're going to wait for me. You're going to go back home and go back to all your other girls that you had prior to me, you know? And that's cool, because we never talked about like being together on the outside or even seeing what it could be on the outside world. So yeah. I was like, all right, he's probably out there doing him. I'm going to do me. When we get out of here, I'll talk to him and then we can see if this will be a thing. If not, cool.
Are you guys in contact now, romantically?
Oh,
girl, this smile. That was a cheeseburger smile, girl. What was that?
Well, at the reunion, we may have rekindled things. So we rekindled things. And I didn't expect that, because genuinely, I was so angry about the way that things happened between me and him outside of the house. But we rekindled things, and naturally, that London trip was literally just a vacation for me and him. We spent 24/7 together. We literally just flew back last night, and today, like, I woke up at his house this morning. So,
There you go. There you go. I told y'all I'm gonna get the tea. There you go. Well, okay. So then that lets me know that Jordan is out of the picture. But while he was in the picture, I do want to dive into that. What was it that sparked your interest with Jordan? Like, what attracted you to him?
I think it was because we just got to know each other without the romantic side of it. Like, wasn't like, he was like, oh, I just think you're hot. You know, it wasn't like no sexual like connection off the bat. It was literally friendship. I got to know him. Yeah. We had to have nice deep talks. Then just seeing the way that he like carried himself, and seeing, honestly, because I had judgments of him prior to when I first seen him coming into the house, I was like, I've seen you on past seasons. I didn't know. So seeing him in a different light, you know, I really liked his personality. Like, honestly, like, he would just make me die laughing. Yeah. We shared a bedroom, so I got to know him from that. And I think as people got eliminated, so like Jay got eliminated, so then it was just me, him, and Chauncey in the room. Chauncey spent all his room with Amber downstairs, so me and him had a room to just ourselves. So it went from both of us sleeping downstairs in our separate beds, having late night talks like all the time for hours. We would talk for hours and hours, to then one day him being like, "Can I come cuddle you?" And I was like, okay, I mean, I'm lonely, like, you can come cuddle. And it started really innocently, super, super PG. And then it went from maybe a couple days later, we finally kissed. And then a couple days later, it was like, now we're sleeping in the bed together. So it was gradual. It wasn't so like instant like me and Johnny. So it was a different feel. It was a different, I don't know. And in that house at that point, I felt like I was there for like 3 months.
Yeah.
And he was just like, he just felt good. It just felt good. And, you know, it was nice to have someone who you could like look at from across the room and be like, hey, like, I don't know. It was nice.
Aww. At any point, did you feel any type of way about, you know, the Tory of it all?
So at the beginning, the house didn't know me and Jordan were connecting on that level for a while, actually. Okay. We kept it pretty on the hush hush. No one knew. I didn't tell Nelson. I didn't tell my girls. He didn't tell anybody, because we just didn't want the judgments, you know? And when they found out and I saw the way Tori felt, I spent like an entire day bawling my eyes out because I'm like, damn, like I've been there. I've been in that situation where you watch someone else who you care about move on with someone else. And it's like in that environment, like I was telling her, I was like, this is not X on the Beach. You did not sign up for X on the Beach. And I'm sorry that I made you have to witness your ex-fiance at that,
right,
you know, moving on with someone else. In the real world, it would have been a different situation because, you know, she wouldn't have seen it. It would have happened, but she wouldn't have seen it.
Right.
I felt bad. I definitely felt bad because I, like I was saying in this episode, like I made a selfish decision because I really wasn't thinking about anybody else. Like I was just worried about myself at the time. And when I finally noticed that, when the house found out about me and Jordan, you know, that's when I was like, oh shit. When I seen the way that she reacted and I seen that we were having a movie night and she left the movie like 10 minutes into it. Me and him weren't even touching. We were just in the same like bed and she left. And then you hear the talks from Amber being like, oh my God, that's when she goes up there. It's getting uncomfortable because they're touching. We weren't even touching. And then you hear Nisa go out there and then half the house is going out there to console her. And I'm just like, well, shit. Okay. And then I felt like shit because like my intentions were never to make her feel less than, like I never meant to make her feel like, I don't know, uncomfortable or anything, which is why we were doing it on the down low, which is why, you know, we never told anyone. We never showed it at all. Like PDA was never shown until maybe that one clip where they showed me and him in the kitchen, but we never were like around each other like that. So I did feel shitty about that. But at the same time, I'm just like, am I supposed to always put someone else's feelings in front of mine? Or am I supposed to just live my life and just, you know, go for what feels good for me? At the, you know, like when I think back to it, very stupid, selfish decision. Like still, that's how I felt then. I still feel that now. But it's hard to say that I regret it because Jordan was such a great person to me. Like I loved what we had going on. And like, I love that, like, it wasn't like we were just taking it day by day, just enjoying each other's company and the conversation. It wasn't like we were, I don't know. It was great. It was. So
are you two still friends, you and Jordan?
Yeah, we're great friends. Me and him, I think we hung out probably like 2 days after he got back.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, we talked and then we kind of had conversations of just like, I don't know. I'm more.
Girl, you glowing. My gosh. Oh my goodness.
Okay, so I came back home and I told Johnny about everything. And Johnny handled it in a very weird situation. But at that point, I knew that if I had to choose between Johnny and Jordan, that my feelings were more towards Johnny, that more than I ever thought. You know, coming back home and, you know, processing it all, I realized, okay, maybe you did like Johnny a little bit more than you put off. And so coming back, I was just like, you know, when he came back and I knew, you know, for Jordan, our connection was still there. It was a hard place to be in because I was like, I'm not trying to lead you on. So I should have told him, like, listen, like, I love our friendship and I genuinely value you and I don't want to lose you at all. But I don't think that we should take it to the next level. I don't think we should be sexual. I don't think that we should, you know, I think we should just be friends. And he, when I say Jordan is so amazing because he understood so well. He sent me back a nice paragraph. Mm-hmm. Like he was so understanding and never once after that made me feel uncomfortable. Yeah. Like we hung out thousands, like so many times, and he never once like put the moves. Even, and mind you, we're drinking, we're having fun, we're in different environments where he could have even, you know, still tried to shoot his shot and he didn't. He respected me. He respected, you know, the connection and the friendship that we had. And it's just been a great friendship since. Like, and like, I can never say anything bad ever.
Oh, I love to hear that. Yay. All right, Jordan.
Yeah. It's great.
So I'm going to give you a break from the love triangles, okay? Yeah. I want to dive into this daily challenge. Now, this trivia, okay, is TJ's favorite time to annoy the cast members, right? This one, however, like usually with trivia, it's heights and water attached. Y'all were on the ground, okay? But spinning was involved. Now, how did you feel about that? Trivia and spinning. How did that work for you?
I loved every second of it. Absolutely loved every single second of it. The moment I seen the spinning wheel, I said, yes, this is so much fun. I wouldn't say, like, I'm not someone who gets nauseous easily. And when it comes to trivia, like I said, I literally do this for fun. Like, and like, that wasn't even like preparing to go on the challenge. Like I do trivia, I do Sudoku, I do puzzles and all that for fun on my phone every day because I'm a loser. Like, and just like, I'm a little nerd. So you know what I mean? Like, so that's for me. As soon as I heard trivia, I was like, let's get it. Like, this and it. At that point I'm like, this is where I get to shine. This is where I can help my team. This is where, Now, at that point, I'm feeling positive. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's no way that my team's going to lose. Like, no offense to Nelson, but they got Nelson on the other side. Like, we got the brains on this side. There should be no excuse for us not to win. Like, we may be down a person, but we got all the brains over here. So it's like, I went into it very, very hopeful.
How fast or slow was that wheel actually spinning?
It was going fast as shit. Like, it was.
Really?
The entire time my team was complete. They were the biggest babies. Biggest babies. Jordan, verge of tears. Devin, verge of tears. Amber, Mariah, tears. I'm just like, the entire time we're spinning, I'm literally like, wee! Just like going around. And
U.S. is right.
Literally, at one point, Devin was like, Nerese, shut the fuck up. And I was like, why? I'm having fun. He's like, I don't care. Because they were so miserable.
Yeah.
They were hating that I was having such a good time. I was having a blast. Best time of my life. I was, like I said, to me, it was like a carnival game. And for them, they were miserable.
They were like, she's good at another thing. She's good at spinning, too.
Yep. And it was my own team. And they were just like, Nerese, shut up. I was like, okay.
So, I want to tap into Nelson because, as you said, trivia is not his thing, right? But he showed out on this daily, okay? Nelson showed out on this daily. And so it raises the question, are you his good luck charm? Because let me tell you something. 1,000%. Nelson has been showing out so far this season, right? And I personally, I'm just going to go ahead and say it on record. I think it's because of you. I think you brought something to this season, to him, that his antennas are at 1,000, right? And so when you see him and he's giving you these praises in the interrogation and all these other kind of things, how does that make you feel?
Oh, it made me feel amazing because it was nice. Like, I'm still to this day, I will say it again, say it all the time. Like, I'm so thankful for him giving me this opportunity, because if it wasn't for him, I would have never been there.
Yeah.
And then to see the way that it went about, because going in there, I was kind of skeptical. Like, if people have seen me and him on X on the Beach, like,
girl,
X on the Beach, he came out and I was like, you're a bitch. It was very negative. It was very much like me and him just butting heads the entire time. So I'm like, man, I didn't know what to expect going into this at all. And the way that everything was just so perfect, like our communication skills were amazing. And I can genuinely say, like, we did everything together. And I think that's what made us such, like, so connected also in the game. Like, let's say I was going to get breakfast. Like, I made sure to go put breakfast aside for him if I knew he was working out. Like, we would work out together. He would make sure to keep me accountable. Like, if I was going to lose my cool, he would pull me aside and we would have great conversations. It was like everything overall, I think, is how it translated into the game, because our communication and everything, our connection was just there. Like, there was never, like, genuinely, like, my best friend. So me and him actually spent time together and actually got to know each other aside from just the game.
Yeah.
And I think that's what helped us out at the end. And I think that's what, I don't know. And then obviously, I will definitely say I'm his good luck charm. And I think he'll say it too. He'll give me all that credit. As you see, like, you know, he's miserable on his team now without me. Like, he was pissed. You know, he's like, man, I had someone real by my side, someone who I knew indefinitely had my back. And then now he's on this other team where they're being shady towards him. And he's just like, you see, like, this is why he would have preferred to just be with me.
It shows through the way you guys compete that the rapport was tight. Like, we could see that you guys genuinely were ride or dies. Even with you guys being on opposite sides, you can tell, no, they still rolling till the wheels fall off. And that's something I definitely appreciated seeing. Him giving you your flowers, girl, was something I appreciated seeing. I thought it was so beautiful to see that side of him. And I'm so glad you brought up X on the Beach, because I was going to tap into that too. Because not only are you two ride or dies, you guys are also exes. So I guess my question is, at any point, did you guys happen to slip down memory lane at any point this season?
No, not at all, ever. Thankfully, thank God. Honestly, and I was rooting for him and Olivia. And it's funny because people would think that dynamic would have been so weird because, like, obviously Olivia was my girl, me and him are exes, and I was helping them out the entire time. But I loved seeing him be with someone else, and I think vice versa. I think he enjoyed seeing me happy, and, you know, that's all that mattered. We would randomly talk about, like, different situations for X on the Beach, because people always ask, like, oh, how was that? Like, what was your experience like? But aside from that, no, like, everything was just super, like, just on a friendship level. Like, I hate when people say this, especially when they've had, like, a past and a history, but, like, literally, like, my brother now, it's been 5 years too. So I'm just like, literally like a brother now. Never, I couldn't imagine taking it down and going to that. Yeah, no, not at all.
So at this point, is it safe to say that this season strengthened the friendship between you and Nelson?
Yeah, it definitely.
Yeah.
I never in a million years would have ever expected mine and his friendship to be where it's at now. Like outside of the game, outside when we got home, I can genuinely say he's one of my friends. Like we literally talk every other day, if not every, like to the point where like, if I don't hear from him or he doesn't hear from me for like 2 days, like he texts me like, oh, hello, I haven't heard from you. Like, you good? And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I haven't talked to you because I've been busy. And he's like, okay, well, I don't care if you've been busy, make time for me. And I'm like, all right. And like,
call me.
Literally. And like, he invited me to spend Thanksgiving with him and his family. It's been, like I said, literally like the best. Like, and whenever he's going through it, like, I would say I've been there for him like this entire, for the past however many months we've been home. Like he calls me about everything, you know, before he does anything or acts off emotion, he calls me, he asks me for advice 24/7, you know, I genuinely like would say like, that's literally one of my best friends right now. Like I have him pinned in my messages.
Oh, I love that. I love, love, love that. So before we go any further, we need to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Well, let's go on and get into it because... We coming back to Tori. So now your team lost the daily, right? And so a girl has to go in and your name is on the chopping block, right? Yep. So you decide to have, I don't know if you decided or she just, I don't know how it played out. Inform me. You guys end up having this conversation, you and Tori. Mm-hmm. How does that come about? And was that strategic or was that a genuine conversation?
No, it wasn't strategic. It was literally just like a conversation that really needed to be had. Cause I was like, you know, I was in, at that point, I'm still thinking I'm going to be there for a while. I never wanted to make her feel uncomfortable. So I pulled her aside and I was like, do you want to talk? You know, like, let's just put it all out there. Cause I'd rather not just walk around here walking on eggshells and feeling really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It was like, I wouldn't say Tori was the messy one cause she wasn't, but it was like, you hear Amber running around being like, oh my God. Like Amber would come pretend like she's my friend and then go run to Tori and be like, but that makes you feel uncomfortable. Or you hear Anissa trying to be messy, you know, telling people. So like you hear the rumors and I was just tired of the rumors. Mm. But like, before I go off, let me go talk to the person that I should be talking to before I go off on everyone else.
Yeah. So I appreciate that going straight to her as opposed to entertaining the crowd. I appreciate that. I really do. The Firestarter committee. I understand that. That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Okay, so then in saying that, she kept saying it's not personal, it's not personal, it's just game, and her wanting to get you put as the vote to go into elimination. Do you believe that?
It was 50-50 for a fact, because at that point I've already proven myself. Like there was in the mini final, there was a time where Devin and Tori were ahead of us and because they got the puzzle faster, but like the moment me and Nelson figured it out, maybe 5 minutes later, like we blew them out the water. So I already knew that she knew, like, competitive-wise, like, I was a big threat. Like, we passed her, like, sprinted by them, like, after they had already left us at the puzzle forever ago. Like, so I think, like, game-wise, I definitely think that I had proven to her, like, that I was a threat. But 1,000%, she didn't want to keep seeing me and Jordan. So that was definitely, like, it was 50-50. And as much as she said, no, it's not personal, it was 1,000% personal, too. Like, I know for a fact no one wants to see their ex like connecting with anyone else. And if you can cut the connection off early, you might as well do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do at this point in time, is there any like, is there any awkwardness between you and Tori now that the show is over? Or are you two cordial? Are you friends? Like, what's the status of that?
Oh, me and her, we're super cordial now. I truly believe like Tori actually handled the situation really well. And I couldn't say that many people would have handled it the way that she did. Like now out here in the outside world, I don't think like, at least from my knowledge, I don't think she's like, she's could have had multiple opportunities to talk down on me, talk down on my name, you know, and, you know, be spiteful. And she never did that. You know, she's been amazing. You know, I'm actually shocked. Like I truly am shocked because I don't know if I could have been as big of a woman as she is.
Hmm. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think this entire situation, right? Do you think Jordan could have gone about the situation better than he did?
I mean, maybe, but I think he was just living his best life. Like at that point, it had been a year and a half since they had even spoken. And he's already moved on multiple times. Like prior to that, you know what I mean? I know it's because the environment was weird. So like, I know the environment is like, oh, because you know, she's there too, but like, let him live his best life. Like he's been, I mean, I don't necessarily know the whole situation between them two, but like he's already gone through his shit. Like let him have his fun. Let him, if he found comfort in me, like let him do it. Like maybe we should have kept it more on the down low so no one knew. But like at the end of the day, if I was making him happy, like I'm glad I did, because in that environment he was stressed.
Wow.
And mind you, he was in an environment after a year and a half and he was living in a house with Fessy. So it's like, you know, like he was dealing with his own shit too.
Okay. All right. So we going into the interrogation, right? 5 votes, mama. 5 votes against you. How did that make you feel? And was there anyone who voted against you that you felt betrayed by?
Nope. I saw it coming. I saw it coming. I knew that out of the 8 people on that team, I actually was shocked at the way that the other 3 votes went, but I knew for a fact, because I knew Olivia would have never said my name. That's my girl in the house. And Nelson, of course, not. And then I knew that Fessy at that point already viewed me as a friend too, that I knew that Fessy would never do that to me or do that to Nelson. So I knew for a fact the only 3 people I'd guaranteed on my side were them. So I knew it. I was like, there's no way. They're all 5 of them are definitely saying my name. I knew for a fact Tori and Anissa would say my name because of Jordan. Bananas at that point, he's not my friend. Chauncey already said his name, and then I forget who the last one. Oh, Casey. And then obviously I knew Casey wasn't gonna do anything to, obviously she's with Nani. So I already knew that the votes were gonna be that way. Like I was prepared. I went into that, it's into the elimination knowing for a fact that it was gonna be me.
Whew. Yeah. Girl, I know that feeling. I hate it. I know that feeling.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm so glad you brought up Nani, because I want, now that you've seen the episode, right? How did it feel seeing that she made a deal with the other girls and not you? How did that feel watching that?
So after interrogation, because of how everything went the first time with that team and they weren't on the same page, they all decided that it was going to be me as the main vote. When they were in interrogation, after interrogating all of us, they already knew. So when they came back, first thing Nelson said was,
okay,
Nelson came and he told me. So now moving forward throughout the house for the rest of the day, it was, I already knew, everyone knew Nerissa's main vote. So now it was up to Nani, Mariah, and Amber to figure it out within them 3 to figure to out which one of them was going to be. So I thought I didn't have a choice at that point. I think if roles were switched and like, let's say we didn't know, I truly believe that Nani and I would have talked, because I think Nani and I were a lot closer and we bonded a lot more than her and Mariah.
Yeah.
So I think if it would have came down, if it would have been different, I think Nani would have had my back. And me and her probably would have talked game, but then it would have been, I don't know. It would have been interesting. I don't know. But I didn't know that her and Amber had, I didn't know her and Amber had like had talked about anything. Like that was shocking to me. I was like, oh, interesting. Because Amber always talks and cries about how the vets never have her back. So I figured that at that point, like she didn't really, I didn't think that she had talked to Nani. I thought her and Mariah were like best friends. So I didn't know that her and Nani were going to be in cahoots.
Oh, girl. The more you learn as you watch, the more you learn, the more you know.
Yep. And then also Amber had been going through some family stuff. So Amber had told us all the girls on our team that she kind of wanted to go home. So that's kind of when me and Mariah talked, and that's when I actually asked Mariah. I said, Mariah, I think you should go make a deal with Nani. So that way Amber is the one that goes up against me. Because at that point, I figured, all right, well, Mariah doesn't want to leave. Nani doesn't want to. And if Amber wants to leave, like, we might as well make it easier instead of it being messy and maybe Mariah going against me or Nani. We can make sure that you two are, you know, in alliance right now for the day. And then Amber can be the one thrown in.
Of the three ladies, who did you feel the most confident going up against, if you could choose?
For me, it was 50-50 between Nani and Amber. I felt like they were... Us three girls were kind of like the same body types. So I figured that would be the most fair elimination. Like, I figured that would be the one that it would be like 50-50. You wouldn't know who was going to win. It kind of just depended on who gave it more or whatever. Definitely wouldn't have wanted to go against Mariah, because Mariah definitely had size on me. She had thighs on me. Do you see them abs? I said, not good. I love her too. That was my girl. So I was like, definitely do not want to go against my girl, but also don't want to go against her because she's a fucking beast.
Yeah. But you are too, though. Okay. You are too, though. Yes. So your opponent is Amber. Mm-hmm. You see what the elimination is. Immediately, because I did pole wrestle too, right?
Oh, did you?
What is your strategy?
I swear I didn't even have a strategy at that point. I'm seeing this random ball with all these random ass handles. I said, how does anyone even prepare for this? Like, I had no idea. All I knew at that moment was you just got to give it your all. Like, I was And like I said, I grew up with nothing but brothers, and wrestling for WWE was big for us. So like wrestling, you know, actual fist fighting with guys, like my brothers, was always very much a thing that we did. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to pretend like I'm fighting one of them, and I'm going to give it my all. My brothers used to do all this crazy shit to me, and I would always come out on top, and I used to make my brothers tap out. So I was like, if I can do it to them, I can do it to Amber. At that point, I was just like, you got to give it your all. I didn't even have a strategy. Now looking back, I definitely wish, I wish I would have done my research. I think that's when experience comes into play. You know, once you do it, or, you know, you're being coached by someone who's already done it, I think that helps. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't hear anybody up top. Like, I was so focused.
You in the zone.
Yeah, that they were yelling things at me. Like, when I talk to them now, like, Jordan was like, yeah, I was telling Nelson to tell you to twist. Nelson was telling you to twist. I was like, I couldn't hear any of you guys. I was focused.
Yeah. People was asking me, Davon, what's your strategy with the hold on? What do you mean? Like, hold on.
Exactly. Well, you see in the second one, when we went for the second round, I only had it by one hand. At that point, I kind of renewed my mind mentally. I was like, if I can't find a way to put my second hand on this thing, I'm going to lose, because she has two hands on it. Like, and she's nimble and flexible. Did you see her? She literally had...
She was everywhere.
Literally. And so I'm like, I'm not flexible like that. So I already knew. Like, I'm like, I need to find a way to get my other hand, or I'm about to lose. And that's exactly what happened. You know, she had the better grip strength at that moment, for a fact.
I'm so glad you brought up the second round, because as a viewer, Amber wins the first round, right? Mm-hmm. And we see your face going into the second round. You looked defeated, were you? Because it looked like
And I hate to say it, but 100% I was. I had a really bad hip. I could barely walk at that point. I had barely been able to walk for like a week already at that point. Really, really bad. Like, I had messed up my hip and my groin. So I already was in so much pain from my hip that first round, it was killing me. And then not only did I hurt my forearm in the first round. So at that point, I'm going into it like, can barely walk. And this is, you know, we're throwing ourselves on the ground and you need your leg strength to get up. And it was like, I could barely move. And everybody else in the house can vouch for me, because I'm like, I literally was like hobbling around for like 2 weeks.
Aww.
Yeah. And so now that I hurt my forearm, I was just like, damn, like that's two now. Like, now my only leg and my arm. So going into the second round, I kind of knew that. So I was like, but I'm so mad at myself for that. I think back to it and I'm just like, damn, like I knew I was defeated. Like, I was already defeated, but I shouldn't have let that get to me. I should have just been like, no, fuck it. Like, keep going. But
you didn't quit.
That's true. I did not.
You didn't quit. You gave her. And let me tell you something. Because to the average eye, watching you two go into this elimination, it was like, oh, Amber about to tear her up. But she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't. Like, you gave her a run for her money. And I was watching it like, come on. And I love Amber. But I was like, come on, Norice. Come on. Get up. Like, and we were screaming at the screen.
It took a long time. That actually, like, it was, the first round was so long. Like, it took everything. There was parts where, like, Me and her were literally both just laying there, like trying to catch our breath because it was going on for so long that we couldn't even move anymore. And then we're like, all right, reset. Yeah. Like it was always like,
yep.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Wow.
Also, shout out to the challenge gods. I don't know how they knew, but that was the one elimination I've always wanted to do. So,
oh.
Yeah. So I, you know, I always said that if I was going to do an elimination, I always wanted to be a pole wrestler because I always wanted to, you know, show that I'm stronger than I look. I always wanted to prove it to myself. So when I walked out there and I seen it, I was like, if you see me, I have a big smile the entire time. Cause I was just like, I was just happy. I was like, what are the odds? Like I finally made it to the challenge, competed and did amazing. And now I'm finally in my elimination, doing my dream elimination. Like I couldn't have been mad. I wasn't mad. I was super happy. I mean, it did suck that I got sent home, but like, hey, it was amazing. Great experience.
You know what? In this game, losing, it sucks. It and it hurts, especially if you're hungry for it and you want that win. It hurts. And we all get emotional, girl. You done seen me snot nose, ugly crying. Like, it happens.
Yeah.
You got so emotional when you lost, and I felt it. Girl, my eyes started sweating. I didn't cry because I'm a thug, but my eyes started sweating a little bit, right? As I'm watching you, I felt your tears through the screen. What did this season mean to you? What did this opportunity mean to you?
Like I said, it was, don't want to cry. I'm such a crybaby. I hate it. But it meant everything to me, honestly, because like I said, I've wanted this opportunity for a really long time. And it's constantly like the fans, even now dealing with it, but before it's always like, she couldn't do this. She can't. And like all the negatives on me. So going into this season, I really just wanted to prove it to myself. And then obviously I'm like, I have so many people that depend on me. So losing at that elimination, it was just so like, I felt like I was letting people down. Also my team, because like no shade to Amber either, but like at all, because Amber is amazing. And I always feel like I have to say this because people think that I like hate Amber and I don't, but I think obviously she won her rookie season. I think that's amazing. But at that point, my team had told me like I was a stronger asset at that time. So I'm like, damn, I just let my whole team down, like let my family down, let myself down. I'm just like, so that's where I was. My emotions all came into play and I was just taken aback. I was just like, damn, like I really truly believed I could have won this. And now I'm going home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Don't ever put that much pressure on yourself because I've been there. And it's a hard, heavy load to carry. Mm-hmm. Don't put that much pressure on yourself. You go there, you compete, and you have fun. Yes, let those things that are in the back of your mind and in your heart, let that drive you to get that win. Let that be your motivation. But don't let it become a burden to push you through the season. Because that's going to cloud your judgment every single time. Girl, been there, done that. Got the t-shirt, the hat, and the jacket. Been there, okay? So don't let, girl, you about to get me emotional. Let's move on. We move forward. The game for you is not over. TJ tell you, come back, girl. Bring it back, girl. Mad. Come back, girl.
You see me cry all over again. I said I'm just been bawling my eyes out. Now I'm bawling my eyes out because I'm sad. Now you're going to give me some good news. I'm going to cry all over again. Now I'm crying happy tears. Like, I was, like, when I tell you that feeling, especially, like, as a fan too, they haven't done redemption in so long. Like when I walked back in there, I was so shocked because they were like, you're going to do pickups. I said, pickups for what? What do you guys need me to pick up?
They be lying.
Yeah, so I walked back in there and I just see TJ there and he's like, hey. And I'm like, hey, like I'm in pain. I'm limping up to him. My arm's hurting. I'm like, hey, what's up? And he's like, yeah, you know, in this season you ride by your partner, you die by your partner. Your ride or die is still in the game. And I was just so excited because at that point, all I'm thinking to myself was, I'm winning this shit. I'm winning this shit. That's it. Like I'm winning this shit because if Nelson stays in the game and we come back and me and him are ride or dies.
Yeah.
There was no doubt in my mind that we were gonna lose. Like we had already proven to be such a great ride or die pair that all I thought was like, okay, so that means if I'm still here because of Nelson, that means the teams are gonna switch up back to partners soon. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, all right, it's gonna go back to partners. Mm-hmm. And when me and Nelson are together, we work amazing. I don't gotta worry about being on a losing team. That's amazing. I was like, okay, bet. Now all I knew was that was just like God doing me a favor because like I said, I was injured like already and I needed physically a break for sure. So I'm like, I get to go to redemption and chill and get my hip better and I'm gonna come back stronger.
I get some rehab.
Yes, and I'm gonna come back stronger. I said, oh, I'm gonna be a force when I come back. I was like, they're not ready. I was like, yep. All I was thinking was, yeah, now I'm winning this, like, for sure. That's all that was in my mind. I was so excited.
Yes. So going through this week and seeing how the cards fail, right? Because the beautiful thing about going into redemption and being able to come back is when people think you're leaving, they show their ass, right? Yep. And so now that you've seen that, knowing that you could come back into the game, who are you focused on?
Oh, that entire other team, for a fact. I was like, well, first off, my Bananas was always my main target.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, not because he's not, like, person-wise, I think he's dope. I actually was shocked at the fact that I actually liked him. Game-wise, mm-hmm. I don't need you to be here. You've already won 7 times, been on 21 seasons. Like, for what? What am I keeping you here for? Like, at that point, I was ready.
It's my turn.
Exactly. And then, yeah, I had my thing with Jordan, but I said, Jordan got to go too. So that means Anissa, goodbye. Both of y'all got to go.
Like, oh, you done woke up. She up.
Yeah. I was like, coming back, all I wanted was to hear that one of those other ride or dies were the ones to go home first. Like, specifically those two teams, because I'm like, y'all are just beasts.
Yeah.
And y'all already been here. You guys have already done this. Pass the torch. Like, y'all don't need it anymore. You know, give it to somebody else. And so at that point, that's all I'm thinking.
Yes.
Like, I got to get rid of them. And still to this day, I regret my decision, or our decision, mine and Nelson's decision, of putting in Amber, because all I wanted to do was put in Bananas and Nani. And we switched our mind. We changed our mind 2 seconds before going into elimination. And I regret that, because I'm like,
why?
The game would have played differently.
Why did you guys switch?
So we were on the bus headed to elimination. And I think Nani went up on Nelson on the bus and had, like, I think she might have cried to him and was like, I really can't believe you did this. You know, you're my brother. Banana's birthday was the next day. And I think the anniversary of her mom's passing was coming up. So it was a lot on her too. And then she's thinking, you know, Nelson is my friend who just threw me in. So I knew she was going through it emotionally. And so he came up to me just, like, distraught. Like, he felt like he really let a real friend down. And you know Nelson plays with his emotions.
Yeah.
So he was super hurt. We're lined up, about to go into elimination. And he's just like, please, Nari. He's like, let's not say them. And I was like, no, we're saying Bananas and Nani. And he's like, no, let's not. So we were going back and forth. And all I thought to myself was, I've seen this before. You know, when Zach and someone else, I forget what season it was, they couldn't make a decision. They ended up going into elimination. So at that point, I'm thinking
Zach and Amanda.
Zach and Amanda. So now I'm thinking to myself, do I sit here and argue with Nelson and go back and forth with him? Or do I just decide, you know what, Nelson, I'll give you this one, because the likelihood of us winning another one is pretty high. I'll give you this one. Mm-hmm. And if you want to say Amber and Chauncey, I will say Amber and Chauncey. Still in hopes that maybe Bananas and Nani would somehow get thrown in. So that's what happened. Never wanted it to be Amber. Never. She was never even a thought. Always wanted it to be Bananas. I wish Nani wasn't tied to him, because I would have just said Bananas, but yeah, Bananas and Nani.
Girl, you wanted him gone.
Yes, I did. I was like, like, the shadiness, that thing. I was like, he gotta go. He's too good.
Nerys, you have been the bomb on this podcast. However, I'm not going to let you go just yet, because we have one final segment.
Okay.
So this is a fun little game time. We're going to loosen up, you know, just do a little extra trivia. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we have 3 questions for you about your partner, Nelson. Okay.
Okay.
So you say y'all are ride or die. That's your ace boon coon, your partner, your main apple scrapper, right? Now it's time to prove it. So I have 3 questions for you.
Okay.
You got to get them. You ready?
Okay. Let's go.
Okay, number 1. You broke Nelson's very long losing streak. How many dailies did he lose in a row before you arrived?
52. Am I wrong? Or was it 54?
Ah, there you go. 54.
I thought it was 52. 52. 54. Jesus.
Hearing but it's that broken. Number still, the curse is broken.
Hearing that number still to me, I'm just like, Nelson, how the hell? 54? That's a lot.
Girl, he was waiting on you. It was all in the divine purpose, okay?
It's all about that.
Right. Okay, number 2. So you and Nelson were both on Are You the One. What season was he on?
He was on season 3.
Ooh, 2 for 2. She's 2 for 2. last and final question. Oh, this one gets on under my skin. Oh my gosh. Final question. Finish this Nelson quote. Folks, we're getting down to the
nitty gritty.
Girl. Girl, it gets under my skin. Like, why are you saying this, Nelson?
And at this point, I think the best part about it is that the first time he ever said it, it was such a like, Nelson, what? That now he doesn't give a shit. He refused. He will not say nitty gritty. He will always say nitty gritty now from now on. He does not care. It's nitty gritty. It's not nitty gritty. He already decided. And he always says, come on, people. Come on, people.
Nerys, this interview has been so much fun. Thank you for being a breath of fresh air and coming and hanging out with your girl today. I appreciate you more than you know.
Truly, thank you for having me. Thank you for all your kind words. Honestly, like, you are an inspiration in the game too. And outside, you've just been thank so amazing. You. So hearing everything you said about me, I'm just like, I'm just heart. I'm like, my heart is warm. Thank you.
Aww. Where can the people find you on social media?
So you can find me on Instagram at Nerys K. Mateo. I'm shadow banned, so you have to make sure to type in the whole thing. Twitter, it's Nerys K. Mateo, I believe. And follow me on TikTok because I'm funny. And my TikTok is Nerys13.
Well, people, go follow her. Get them laughs on TikTok because I'm going to go follow her too. This has been another great episode. I appreciate you for hanging out with your girl.
Thank you for having me.
Have a good day, beautiful.
Bye.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This was such a great interview with Miss Nerys. Oh, I'm so glad that she came by and decided to hang out with your girl and have a little chit chat with me, a little girl talk. I hope you all enjoyed it because I did. Before I get up out of here, I want to go ahead and plug my social media. If you want to follow me, go ahead and find me on Twitter at @DayDayVon_, or you can find me on Instagram at @DayVonDiane_. And of course, you can find me right here on the podcast. And speaking of this podcast, if you like this episode, which I hope you did, rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And tell a friend, your mama, your daddy, your auntie, your uncle, the mailman. Tell somebody so they can all listen. And as always, you can always catch new episodes of The Challenge Ride or Dies Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on MTV. And of course, we'll see you back here next week for a brand new episode of MTV's official Challenge Podcast. Bye.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel.
Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.